Some of our sellers. Cressy Wessling. What sort of products do you make and sell?
My husband and I have built our entire business around upcycling, recycling old materials to make something new. We take old fire hoses and create belts, wallets, phone cases and bags from them.
What inspired you to start your business?
Recycling has always been a passion of ours. As soon as I saw some of the London Fire Brigade's old hoses, I instantly fell in love with them. We now collect old hoses across the country, and 50% of the profits go to the firefighters' charity.
Where did you start your company, and where do you work now?
It started in a single room where we lived in Brixton, London. Now we have a large workshop. We've recycled over 170 tons of hoses.
Abigail Bryans. Describe your product range. What makes it unique?
I make wooden signs with clever sayings. Champagne is the answer is one of my most popular signs. I also get many fantastic requests for personalised signs from customers.
When did you set up your business and why?
About 10 years ago. I was on my own with three small children and no job. Over the years, I had made small gifts like photo frames and sold them to friends. And it was a friend of mine who told me, "Don't be frightened to fail." Hearing those words inspired me to start the business. Now I'm working full-time at my kitchen table in South London.
What are your ambitions for the future?
I would just love my designs to be sold around the world. I'd also love a little workshop so that I didn't have to work in my kitchen.
Edwina Cooper. What inspired you to create your business?
I'd always enjoyed painting, but about 10 years ago I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or move my right hand, which I used to paint. The doctors said I'd never paint again, but I slowly got better. A few years later, a friend asked me to do an illustration for her business. She liked what I did, and it inspired me to start painting again.
How is your health now?
Much better. I'm fully recovered now, and I'm selling my hand-painted cushions on notonthehighstreet.com. I'm so happy that people like what I do.
How does the place where you live influence your products?
My husband, son and I moved to the Isle of Wight about 7 years ago, which is when I started painting cushions at home. I'm inspired by the island, and my customers say my paintings make them feel like they're on the island with me.